So in the annals of business decisions we'd just as soon not revisit, check this out. Ford bought the Volvo Corporation. Volvo, the Swedish car maker, of course, known for safety, known for sort of ugly body styles, but sort of beloved of its owners. Ford bought Volvo for $6.5 billion. It sold it to China, and the details of the deal were released over the weekend, for $1.8 billion. $6.45 billion cash outlay. What do you get for your investment? $1.8 billion. Joining us now is Keith Bradshaw, New York Times Hong Kong bureau chief, who's been covering the car industry for years, and we find him in Hong Kong this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
So aside from, you know, not making much money on the transaction, is the current wisdom in the car business these days, if you can't sell it, just China will take it?
That seems to be the case. In fact, the Chinese also bought the assets of Saab, which is essentially otherwise being shut down. General
right.
Motors decided they couldn't find a buyer. They got rid of it.
And all these complicated, you know, luxury car possible buyers with hedge funds, et cetera, fell through. But the Chinese, basically, they can write a check and the whole thing is over. Who's the buyer, the actual buyer in China of Volvo?
It is a conglomerate that owns a majority stake in a very successful Chinese automaker. It's not the Chinese automaker Geely itself. It's the parent, Zhejiang Geely, which owns a majority of Geely Auto. And that's a company that's come out of nowhere in the last 10 years. It's run by a very, very savvy entrepreneur who knows how to cut costs and has made a lot of money in motorcycle parts, in real estate, and also in autos.
And what does this mean for the Volvo brand? I mean, as time goes on, it's more and more quirky. I mean, Saab certainly was quirky in its own way. As Saab owners recall, at one point the ignition key was on the floor of a Saab, I believe. But where does the Volvo brand go?
They're going to try to emphasize safety with the Volvo brand. It's still what it's associated with. Volvo was a leader over the past few decades in safety, although a lot of other automakers have now adopted many of the same things that Volvo pioneered. The Chinese really need to emphasize safety. In fact, the Chinese government has even blocked Chinese automakers from beginning to export, precisely because they're worried that the Chinese cars don't do well in crash tests, and they don't want the Chinese cars to get a bad reputation by exporting them before they're really ready. So by buying Volvo, Geely is buying a brand name, and it's also buying expertise in the area where Chinese automakers are weakest.
And in some sense, the Chinese may need to push the Chinese ownership of Volvo to get it out of being purely a Norwegian brand or a Swedish brand. So we can expect maybe in the marketing that China will pop up in the Volvo commercials.
I think they're going to keep very quiet, actually, about the Chinese connection. I think they see Volvo as a luxury brand. They want to keep it that way. They have very cheap manufacturing, and they will use that to provide inexpensive, for them, cars at, ideally, from their point of view, luxury prices.
So learn from Volvo behind the scenes and maybe not front Chinese ownership in the marketing in the short term. Thanks so much. Keith Bradshaw is New York Times Hong Kong bureau chief covering the transaction. Ford sells Volvo to a Chinese conglomerate for $1.8 billion. What did they buy it for? $6.45 billion.